You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Veronica Rickert. According to new data from the Wisconsin Department of Health Services, abortions performed in Wisconsin were down 10% in 2014. It's the sixth year in a row that abortions have declined in the state.
This summer, Governor Walker signed legislation making abortions after the 20-week mark illegal, with no exceptions for rape or incest. And in 2013, the governor put the final signature on a law that would require women seeking an abortion to undergo an ultrasound first and ban doctors from performing abortions if they didn't have admitting privileges at nearby hospitals. The latest data from Wisconsin comes amid an effort to block federal funding from Planned Parenthood here in the state.
Joining us now to look at possible reasons for the shift in abortion numbers in Wisconsin are Nicole Safar, Government Relations Director for Planned Parenthood Advocates of Wisconsin. Nicole, thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much.
And Chelsea Shields is with us. She's the Legislative PAC Director for Wisconsin Right to Life. Chelsea, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much.
And Chelsea, we've got these new numbers out. Abortions performed in the state of Wisconsin are down 10%. And this comes after six back-to-back years where that number has fallen. Why do you think that number is consistently declining?
Well, I think a lot goes to pro-life legislation that has been passed over the years and also just overall education with the Right to Life movement, you know, showing women information about their unborn child, giving women more opportunities to see their unborn children on ultrasound, and that's really contributed quite a bit to this decrease in abortion numbers.
And Nicole, I want to go to you next. When you see these numbers and the trend of falling abortion rates in the state of Wisconsin, what does that say to you?
Well, I think we have to take a really serious look at what the research out there shows. And what research shows is that when unintended pregnancy rates drop, abortion rates drop. The thing that makes unintended pregnancy rates drop is better access to contraceptives, better usage of people of contraceptives, and really having more effective contraceptives. So while the whole litany of abortion restrictions that have been passed in the last few years do have an impact on the ability of providers to offer abortion services and do have an impact on the patient experience, the real reason that abortion numbers decline and have declined as contraceptive access has gotten better is because women are having fewer unintended pregnancies.
Well, we do have, in effect, the Affordable Care Act that's been active for about 5 years now. Chelsea, is it possible that more women in Wisconsin, for instance, are covered under that law and may have increased access to birth control, leading to a drop in abortion rates?
Well, I would say a 10% decrease in 1 year is pretty significant just to attribute to a decrease in unintended pregnancies alone. And if we look at these numbers, this is one full year after Sonia's law was put into effect. That's one full year of women having a better opportunity to see their unborn children, you know, on an ultrasound. So to see that much of a significant decrease, I don't think we can contribute that to that one factor alone.
And Nicole, let's speak to that ultrasound law that Chelsea just referenced there. Do you think you could ascribe what we're seeing here in these numbers to that law, largely, maybe not in its entirety, but in a large part?
You know, I don't think that law had any impact on the rate, the reduction in the abortion rate in Wisconsin. At least at Planned Parenthood, we already were providing ultrasounds for all of our patients that were obtaining an abortion because that's the standard of care. So the law, while the law changed the tone of what we have to do because now we have the state of Wisconsin inserting itself into what the standard of care should be in abortion care, it didn't actually change in practice. So I think that is a really false connection.
And Chelsea, what would you say to that? Nicole says that is a false connection, that the ultrasound was standard in care and she doesn't see it having that big an effect. What do you say to that?
Well, the difference with Sonia's law was the fact that women were informed of the opportunity to see that ultrasound, and that's something that wasn't standard practice beforehand. And that's where we're seeing these significant changes here. And we've heard story after story from many women around the state who had that opportunity to see their unborn child, and now having that information that humanizes their unborn child, that helped them make the decision to choose life.
And we're talking right now about the 10% drop in abortions performed in Wisconsin in 2014. This is part of a six-year downward trend. And joining us are Chelsea Shields, the Legislative PAC Director of Wisconsin Right to Life, and Nicole Safar, Government Relations Director for Planned Parenthood Advocates of Wisconsin. And Chelsea, I want to ask you a little bit more about the Affordable Care Act. Now, you don't think that access to birth control is the reason for the decline in numbers, but do you see maybe the Affordable Care Act, maybe increased access to birth control having an impact?
Well, I think there are a lot of different factors that go into, you know, why women choose abortion and why women choose life. And what I think here, though, is as we're seeing these declines in abortion rates around the country, these do coincide with the passage of many pieces of right to life legislation. And just the fact that since 1973, since the Roe versus Wade Supreme Court decision, so many advances in science have been made when it comes to ultrasound technology and what we know about unborn life, that I think that's played a huge part in the changes that we've seen in the abortion rate as it's falling.
And Nicole, what do you have to say to that? The advances in science and what we know about the baby or the development there of the fetus, however you want to put it, does that impact the numbers state to state?
Well, I think that Chelsea is right in saying that there are a whole host of factors that women take into consideration when they are determining whether to have a child or end a pregnancy. What Planned Parenthood is really focused on and what our mission is to help women prevent unintended pregnancies. That's what we do every day. That's actually what the Affordable Care Act, one of the biggest pieces of the Affordable Care Act that has a very positive impact on women's health across the country is the affordable access to birth control. And preventing unintended pregnancies really helps to make it so women don't find themselves in a situation where they might be facing an unintended pregnancy. Having healthy, planned pregnancies is what we're all about at Planned Parenthood. And I think that, again, the research, decades of research shows that better access to better contraception results in lower unintended pregnancy rates and lower abortion rates.
So, Nicole, then with that definition in mind, would you say that Planned Parenthood is doing its job? It's preventing unintended pregnancies, and that's why these numbers are falling.
Absolutely. I think that we work very hard to give women and families the tools that they need to plan healthy pregnancies at a time that is right for each individual family. And I think when we can get better at that and we can make sure that every woman who is having a pregnancy is having a planned pregnancy, abortion rates are going to drop.
And are they dropping beyond Wisconsin, Chelsea, that you know of? Are abortion rates down nationwide?
Yes. So nationwide, there's been a steady decrease in the abortion numbers. Now, obviously, that would vary from state to state, and we're very fortunate here in Wisconsin that we've had a very steady drop all the way through. But nationwide, we've seen a significant decrease.
And so you've got a mix of laws in different states. You have Planned Parenthood, Nicole, operating in all 50 states?
Yes.
So then looking at that bigger trend where you have both, do you still stand by what you've said so far?
Of course. I think one of the things we haven't got to touch on yet, which is a huge reason why unintended pregnancy rates have dropped, are contraceptives called long-acting reversible contraceptives, and those are the IUDs and IUCs. That method has been steadily increasing, and we've seen a lot of really exciting research coming out of states like Colorado and Missouri, where women have access to these longer-acting contraceptives that don't rely on taking a pill every day and that are just so much more effective. And we are seeing significant drops in unintended pregnancy rates because of those methods. We're seeing significant drops among younger women when they choose a more effective method. And I just really think the research tells such an exciting story that we are on the right track and that we can continue to make a dent in these unintended pregnancy rates, because when you look at the country, they absolutely are dropping, but the U.S. still has one of the highest rates of unintended pregnancy in the world, so we do have work to do still.
And Chelsea, Nicole mentioned long-acting reversal contraceptives. Is your group, Wisconsin Right to Life, seeing an impact, do you think, from that?
Well, our focus has always been to make sure we're empowering women with the most information possible about the reality of abortion and the humanity of her unborn child. So that's been our focus, and we've been very glad with the results that we've seen with women empowered with information and then choosing life.
We're talking right now about the 10% drop in abortions performed in Wisconsin in 2014. It's part of a six-year downward trend. Joining us, Chelsea Shields, the Legislative PAC Director of Wisconsin Right to Life, and Nicole Safar, Government Relations Director for Planned Parenthood Advocates of Wisconsin.
And you can join the conversation, too, at 800-642-1234. How do you explain this decline in the number of abortions in Wisconsin, a 10%, as we mentioned, over the last year, part of that six-year downward trend? What is leading to that? Laws making it harder to get abortions, giving more information to women seeking them, or is it access to contraception, or do you have another explanation or a question for one of our guests? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234, or post on the Central Time Facebook page.
We're talking about the 10% drop in abortions performed in Wisconsin in the year 2014. It's part of a six-year downward trend. Wisconsin recently put a law into place banning abortions after 20 weeks with no exceptions for rape and incest, and a law requiring women to get an ultrasound before an abortion is also on the books as of 2013. Joining us, Chelsea Shields, Legislative PAC Director of Wisconsin Right to Life, and Nicole Safar, Government Relations Director for Planned Parenthood Advocates of Wisconsin.
And you can join in now at 800-642-1234. Are laws restricting abortions the reason for that drop, or is it in part because women have more access to contraceptives? How do you explain this trend? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234, or post on the Central Time Facebook page.
Now, Nicole, I want to ask you about some social structures that have been in flux over the last couple of decades. It used to be frowned upon for women to have babies out of wedlock, and now we're seeing a change in social mores, given that in this case in Wisconsin, 77% of Wisconsin residents' abortions were obtained by women who had never been married. Could part of the drop in abortions mean that women might opt to have babies out of wedlock now more than they used to?
Well, Veronica, I think we have to be careful when we sort of conflate different statistics together and make conclusions like that. I don't think anyone would dispute the fact that there just are more unmarried women now than there were 20 years ago. A lot of women are delaying marriage for whatever reason or deciding not to get married, and not all of those women are delaying motherhood. So, you know, I think that you have to maybe be someone with a little bit more scientific research in front of them than I have right now to make that conclusion. But again, we really are, when we make sure that women have the tools to plan their pregnancies, whether they're married or not, doesn't really, that's for each individual to decide, you know, what's right for them. But being able to plan a healthy pregnancy is really where Planned Parenthood comes into it, and helping women have the tools to avoid it when they're not ready to be a mother, and helping them get enrolled in programs and prenatal care when they are ready to. That's what we're focusing on.
And Chelsea, do you want to weigh in on that before we go to the calls?
I think regardless of the circumstances of, you know, a mother considering abortion or choosing life is a brave decision, and that's what we really focus on, is empowering a woman in any circumstances to have all the resources that she needs to choose life.
Let's go to our callers. Krista joins us first in Appleton. Krista, hi.
Hi.
What did you want to share?
Well, I wanted to say I think another part of the puzzle that we're missing that's really helping is the overall turn in economy, making it easier for mothers not only to have this baby and through the help of things like the Affordable Care Act, but to keep the baby once they have it. I also wanted to say that I think, you know, Planned Parenthood is doing an excellent job of trying to provide solutions by helping get, you know, birth control and more information out there. I wish the pro-life side, which I don't like those terms because I don't think anyone's against life and I don't think anyone's against choice. I feel those are rather silly, but, you know, they just say no, whereas I think they could be doing more, like helping make adoption seem like a less evil option, you know, or helping women get to places where they can safely get through these pregnancies, you know? I think there's other solutions, because the fact of the matter is just because you can get pregnant doesn't mean you're able to keep or take care of that baby, and I think that's something that needs to be taken into consideration and worked for.
Krista, thank you for the call. And Chelsea, first of all, what about the economy? And then to the second point of Krista's calls about promoting adoption, for instance.
Well, I would challenge anybody to find a pro-lifer who isn't a fan of adoption. And this is why organizations like Wisconsin Right to Life, we work so hard to support pregnancy centers all around the state who have excellent connections with a variety of adoption agencies. And they're in the best position to help walk with women in their decision to choose life and making the decision of whether to parent or place their child for adoption. And, you know, that's really our focus, is what can we do to help support the women, empower her with all the information that she needs while bravely deciding to choose life for her child.
And Nicole, any comments?
Well, I just wanted to thank the caller for her comments. And, you know, I think that listeners can really see a pretty stark difference in the perspective that Chelsea and Wisconsin Right to Life bring to the discussion and that Planned Parenthood brings to the discussion, in that at Planned Parenthood we're really all about on the prevention side and making sure that we can plan healthy planned pregnancies with women. And Wisconsin Right to Life and the politicians they support are just singularly focused on what happens once you have an unintended pregnancy and trying to dissuade abortion. So it's a very different approach. I'm really proud of the approach Planned Parenthood takes and all of the good work we do in communities across the state.
Abortion rates in Wisconsin are down right now, 10% in 2014. This is part of a six-year trend. We're talking about that right now with Chelsea Shields, Legislative PAC Director of Wisconsin Right to Life, and Nicole Safar, Government Relations Director for Planned Parenthood Advocates of Wisconsin. And we'll go back to our phones at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. If you have a comment on this, are laws restricting abortion the reason for this drop, do you think, or do women have more access to contraceptives? 800-642-1234. And we'll go to Richard next in Eau Claire. Richard, hi.
Yes, thank you for the conversation and the subject. And I think what was missing so far from this whole conversation is the word abstinence. I think that is the one and really the truest way to stop so-called unintended pregnancies. You know, the whole fact that there is a life in that womb is a gift. It's a gift from God, the Creator, and He makes it very clear. And I think education now has gone through so many generations that we educate our children to have fun and have sex, as opposed to letting them know that there are unintended consequences when you have sex out of marriage or in marriage, even after you've raised so many families.
Richard, thank you for the call. And Nicole, should abstinence have a part in this conversation?
You know, I want to thank Richard for bringing this up and for sharing his thoughts on this. I've heard other people say very similar things over the years, and absolutely, when we are talking about comprehensive, responsible sex education for young people, abstinence is a critical part of the discussion. It's critical that young people learn the skills to deal with difficult situations that they might find themselves in. It's critical that young people learn the skills to say no and to understand the consequences. And it is a big part of what we do at Planned Parenthood in our education department is teach those skills. We also work very closely with parents of young people to help them engage in these difficult conversations with their teens.
And Chelsea, just very briefly, we're short of time here. What are you looking for next when it comes to legislation about abortion in Wisconsin?
Well, overall, Wisconsin Right to Life, we refuse to choose between a mother and child, and we're going to continue to work to pass pro-life legislation that makes sure that no woman ever has to make a decision that both hurts herself and her unborn child. And in the future, we hope to continue to work on many more pieces of right to life legislation to inform women and help them save their children.
And Nicole, what about you? Planned Parenthood, what are you looking for next as a next step?
Well, you know, as the state's oldest and largest reproductive health provider, celebrating 80 years this year in Wisconsin, taking care of patients all across the state, what I'm really hoping is that Wisconsin Right to Life would take its focus out of trying to take funding and critical access points away from women who are just trying to get birth control, just trying to get cervical cancer screenings in Wisconsin, and keep their politics to themselves and continue to, you know, fight
and
their political battles.
We have to leave it there. Chelsea and Nicole, thank you so much for joining us. That was Chelsea Shields, Legislative PAC Director of Wisconsin Right to Life, and Nicole Safar, Government Relations Director for Planned Parenthood Advocates of Wisconsin.